What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me once again, that motherfucking baby killer himself from the Po' Boys podcast, Jody B. Welcome back.
Hey, what's up, you fucking cocksucker? How are you?
Oh, I am fan-fucking-tastic, man. Beyond excited for this episode.
Yes.
But before we dive into everything, people, you know the drill by now. Go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod and give us a call over at 910-370-1604 with all your shit song suggestions and reviews. And while you're at it, check out our Patreon page over at patreon.com/SSOTW. Sign up, become a glutton for punishment to get access to bonus content every single month. Today, oh, I've been looking forward to doing this episode for a long fucking time. We are diving into some hip-hop tonight.
It's so gross. Like, just the two words together to me is not okay. I grew up on country music. I love rap music. You know, like, I know that this could be cool and fun, but most of the stuff is not.
Yeah, this is a very special brand of both country and rap music, because there are combinations of the two that are nothing like hip-hop. Hip-hop, to me, is what happens when, like, guy hicks that think they can rap is one of the weirdest fucking things to me. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's wigger music. It's weird. It's southern wigger music. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Typically, like, the new wave is to sound country as fuck. I had to earn this accent, and I fine-tuned it a lot over many, many years of practice. And even sometimes it slips out, and I embarrass myself because I'm just a fucking hillbilly from Arkansas, you know? But, man, they lay it on thick. That Colt Ford shit, I don't like it. You better really talk like that, or you're going to piss me off.
Oh, well, I feel like you're going to have that same thought for who I have this evening.
Whatever, dude. Fuck it. You know what? Here's the thing. I don't want to sound like I'm a fucking just a complete stick in the mud. And this is something that I've been playing with lately. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, there's a website called rave.dj. Basically, you can make your own song mashups, Brandon. Ask me how.
Oh, how do you do it?
Completely free. You go there, you look into their library, and then you drag songs. You can use YouTube or Spotify. You can either make a mashup of two songs, or you can add 10 songs to a playlist, and I wanted them to switch them up, like to mix them up and blend into each other. That would have been cool. But basically, it's a playlist that plays into each other between the songs. Like, they just kind of blend a little, and then they go to the next track. But that was kind of cool for like a grunge mix.
Every episode that you come on, you manage to plug something for your show or some shit. This is the first time that you've plug something that doesn't sponsor anything, that has nothing to do with shit.
Oh, we'll get to that later. That's in the show.
Okay.
That's when I take my hat off and hold it out for all these motherfuckers to throw quarters into. No, this is something I just found. It was on Twitter. Somebody was talking about it. And I don't know about you, man, but I love mashed up tracks. It's one of my favorite things ever since I was a little kid, like thinking that songs sound the same, or what would it be like if you played this song on this, you know, I would listen to the radio on like Friday night drive time. And there's usually a DJ, and they would start mixing these songs together. And it was always so cool to me. And I never learned how to do that. So I don't know how to fucking do it. But apparently the software is like an AI that you just drag shit into. And then it takes probably, you know, 5 to 10 minutes for it to just kind of pick and peak. And they shift voice and pitch and rhythm, and they slow it down. They speed it up. They just take two songs and mush them together. And most of the time it's dog shit, but sometimes it's a lot of fun. So this is my idea of what I think is fun about hip hop. In a sense, I like the idea of taking old songs and giving them like trap music beats. I think that's fucking great. So this is just a little taste for the plug for rave.dj. This is a song called The Fireman by George Strait. Are you familiar at all?
I'm not.
Okay, so he's got a song about being a fireman, and he talks about going around town fucking bitches. Basically, it's one of those kind of songs. Like, he's an about town kind of guy, you know, right, mixed with a song from Lil Wayne called The Fireman, which is a fucking rap song. So this is what it sounds like, I think, when you can take two elements and put them together and make something cool.
All right, here we go. God. It's got a real like Cotton Eye Joe feel to it.
It's wild. And like I said, this is club music. It's fuck around stuff, you know.
Oh yeah, like, of course.
I love this. This shit makes my dick hard, dude. I love when you can take this little thing and mix them together and go, that's not that bad.
Oh shit. Well, the song I've got for you tonight, Jody, is it's a little more infuriating than that. You broke out a palate cleanser before we even played any shit music. It's fucking
yeah.
Okay, so are you familiar with a man or a group by the name of Apalachee Falls?
No, I'm not a person who listens to this trash.
Oh, thank fucking God. Thank God.
I've never come across any real artists. I've heard of a few. Big Schmo, Colt Ford. That's about it.
Well, I before we get into it, I want to thank Gangrenously over in the Discord for suggesting this piece of shit to me. This is this is fan fucking tastic. So the Alex, name of
you outsourced? You okay?
Every now and again, yes, people send me suggestions and I feel the need to play them. So
okay, I'm ready for this. Now fuck this. I'm still headstrong here. Fuck your song. It's going to be better.
So the name of this song is Country Roads. Now, you know, there's a song out there, but with this same name, right?
John Denver.
Yes, it's a very famous, very well-known song. Now, Apalachee Falls decides that they're going to tweak it ever so slightly. So you're going to hear elements of Country Roads that are going to sound very familiar to you. But they take the melody or the rhythm of this and they make it super fucking depressing for some reason. This is like
one. I don't know, because like listen to it now, just like what I was talking about with the mix and the DJ thing. I think you could sample the hook to Country Road, take me out and do that and throw that into a song like in the background. I don't think you should fuck with it.
Yeah, so you say that now, but when you know, let's see how you feel when I start playing this for you. So this is this is the depressing hip-hop sounds of Apalachee Falls. Shit's about to go down.
Country road, take me home to a backwoods creek down a long dirt.
All right, so we've talked a lot on this show about pandering country music. It's it's one of our favorite highlights to bring up on this piece on this show. But have you ever thought about what that would sound like if it was set to a rap song
and sang by Action Bronson? What the fuck? There's no way that guy is less than 400 pounds, and he definitely has a beard covering his neck fat.
Oh my, you are dead fucking on with that description.
I heard it. You could hear the fat in his voice, like Biggie. That was crazy.
He puts every fucking country stereotype into this rap. It's so stupid.
Brandon, I hate this, but I want you to know, like, I want him to start rapping because I want him to stop fucking singing. I don't want that anymore. Make him say other words, please.
Oh, it's about to happen here. And for the record, this is a 5-minute long song, so enjoy it.
Oh, great. Let me get my gun.
Yeah, you go. You're the one that usually brings the long songs this time on the show, so it's my turn.
Mm. I represent the country. Yeah, I love the slums. Raised off in the sticks, man, this is where I come from. Love crackling cornbread, collard and cornfed, southern by the grace of God, and when I'm gone, country dead.
Okay, so I get, you know, I don't, the music to this fucking baffles me. Because I guess if you're going to go this super sad, depressing fucking slow angle, I could see that for the hook. But once the verses start coming in, I feel like you need to change this up a little bit. This is just a dude with a fucking acoustic guitar who has one rhythm, like one little two or three chord progression that he's going to play throughout the entire thing.
Yeah, but he's obviously sad. He's fat. He's huge. And he's letting you know his soul through his songs, Brandon. No, can't you hear the pain in his voice? It hurts to sing and talk.
There's no pain in his voice, dude. He's talking about how he is the countryman. He is the quintessential countryman.
I've been smoking cigarettes since I was 13. 26 and I sound like I'm 70.
Riding dirt roads, some time to reach that destination. Ducked off in Jones Wood, it's like I'm always on vacation. Blaze up the bonfire, calling up my country folk. Just build up that mason jar, light the pine and take a smoke. It's all good, we all fine, and Marcus broke.
What the fuck was that? You hear that shit?
Is smoking up that fucking... That,
No, I'm gonna go back and listen to the music. There's a fucking, like, a springboard or something that just comes up out of nowhere.
Light the pine and take a smoke, it's all good.
Hey, wait, no, that's one of those Blue Man Group things. Godsmack, I think. It's like the ball on a spring, and they put it on the wood, and it's like the thing on your fucking door.
Yeah, it's a door stopper, exactly. Like this is featuring a cat.
They put a door stopper. That's funny. They're a fucking door.
Something about them back roads stretching out across the county line. It takes me back to my days of young when my grandma was my sunshine. I love all the things that the country bring. Backwood riding little country lane on the front porch with my girl and kids. Cause the smell of an evening country rain may not mean that much to some, but to me it's where my heart belongs. I'm calling on them country roads, them the ones that take me home.
God damn, that took forever.
Oh, Brandon, I think you made the same mistake I almost made tonight, and I'm glad that I didn't. You brought a song that you hate. I don't think this is terrible. Like, it's awful, but it's catchy. He's starting to get me a little bit because I don't know this guy. And if he's telling me a story, and I'm listening to a story, and so far I'm okay with it.
What's his story, Jody? Tell me what his story is.
He's got a hard life. You don't understand his life. He grew up on them back roads, and now he hangs out with his wife and his kids, probably on like a seat that they took out of a Mazda. Like, they don't have actual chairs on the porch. It's like a bench seat out of the back seat of a Mazda. You sit out there and watch cars go by, and they're like, man, I tell you what, I'm going to write me a goddamn song about sitting out here with you, Pearl.
That is some country shit. You know, you might have me on this, but there's still 3 more minutes left of this thing, so I could turn.
Yeah, it's gonna be a threshold for sure.
Oh yeah. Take me home.
No, don't ever back up yourself, dude. That's not the best way to go. Unless you're Chris Cornell, do not back yourself up. That's not how that works.
Oh, are you sure? I don't know. This sounds pretty sweet to me. And there's people in this, like, there are in this music, like, there are people singing alongside him in this shit. So I don't understand why it's him harmonizing with himself.
Look, if you're gonna fucking walk on ice, you might as well dance. He should have brought a black choir. That's the only thing that would have saved this. He had no business singing, because I guarantee you he's in his buddy's fucking studio that's in the back of his trailer, you know, and he's just out there in an old dirt road. He's got his hands in the air, maybe got some sunglasses on, fucking singing his shit. Bro.
I feel like I turned you right there.
You're getting me. He needs to stop doing that. Don't back yourself up, fella.
So, you know, every hip hop song needs a super depressing melody or rhythm to go along with your gangster hick fucking backwoods country rap style. And all of a sudden you're going to put in some fucking wannabe Santana's guitar solo thrown into the mix. What the fuck is happening here?
Hey, at least your song has a guitar solo. Mine doesn't.
But is it necessary? Look, and I'm not even saying that this solo is bad. You know, like, the guy's got a little bit of skill to him. I'll give him that. But this is probably one of the most out-of-place guitar solos to be put on the show.
Yeah, it is a weird spot.
Okay, so we got a new rapper on the mix.
Yeah, that's the other guy. He's excited.
Okay, that's the guy that was actually playing the guitar solo too. So he sounds like he's nervous. Like he's got this yeah. verse written down, but he's gonna rush his way through it. So let's see if we can catch it.
I'm gonna assume this is the Shaggy 2 Dope to the Violent J. Like, Violent J's the husky fellow. This is the tall, lanky motherfucker with the buzz cut.
God damn it, Jody, you are dead on with this shit.
I know my white trash. I've been around it my whole life, ish.
Mean lot to me. Georgia Mounts, Carolina, Cherokee, Smoky Mountains in the hills of Tennessee.
I'm gonna double down. Face tattoos?
None.
Neck tattoos.
No tattoos that I can see, but he's rocking a Target Target vest.
Excellent. That's even, you know what? Never would have called that one. So sometimes I'm surprised.
Them country roads mean a lot to me. Georgia Mounts, Carolina, Cherokee, Smoky Mountains in the hills of Tennessee. If you're around me, you probably agree. It's like something good, like something sweet, like something great, like mama's tea. Raised to be how I wanted to be. At the end of the road, the sun sets for free. Not trying to put down no city, but these country roads are so pretty. Times I feel so young for what I know. And there's no place like home. I like to hear some creek water flowing down. That's the road I'm going. Hell yeah, that's where I belong. While we're getting there, we all singing along.
Oh, if Bless His Heart was an actual person.
That's pretty good, Fish. Look, I'm not trying to say anything rude here. I think I just figured out whose studio they were fucking recording in. There's no way he invited this guy for his fucking skills. This is definitely the dude that owns the studio. And he was like, yeah, I'll let you fucking sing a song, man, but I'm going to be on there too.
Yeah. Oh, what can you do? Can you rap? Well, I can play the guitar a little bit.
I can talk aggressively over music.
You might actually be right about this, because this is the one guy who doesn't fit in with this shit. And he very quickly wrote a rap verse in there just so that he could be put on this track. And he sounds like he got kicked in the head by a horse and somehow survived it.
Yeah, I can make words rhyme. God damn, it's not that hard. See?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, why'd you have to do it to me? That dude is like a 6-foot leprechaun. Man, so can I say, look, and I'm just throwing this out there. Well, goddamn, it's so much. I'm getting sensory overload now, Fish. You might have to turn that off. You have me fucking PTSD. The guy that's playing the guitar is definitely retarded. He's retarded.
Yes.
He's retarded.
And he's getting ready to break out another solo, too.
Oh, man. So what I was going to say is, look, I can hear something in there, because I listen to country music. Like I said, if I strip this all the way down and just listen to him by himself play and sing this song, I bet it would be okay.
You think so?
Not to fucking all the other stuff, just country road, take me home. Like, if he was just sitting there being fat and singing, I bet I would like this a lot more than what it is. Like, it's too produced. That's the biggest problem here, is they just kept adding shit. And now it's just fucked up.
I agree. This is something that if we were all sitting around a bonfire and people, you know, everyone was drinking, having a good time, and someone broke out the guitar and, this guy is like, oh, that sounds like Country Roads. I'll start singing that fucking chorus. And they just start going off on some drunk shit. I can forgive this.
Yeah, for sure. It's not like they're auto-tuning him, because that would be sacrilege. What I'm saying is, like, I know country music. I've listened to it for a long fucking time. I can hear a country singer voice in there. It's nasally, almost like a Chris Stapleton kind of thing, or like a fucking, God damn it, who am I thinking? Randy Houser. Like, he's one of these newer guys with like the deep voice, country road. Like, he's in his nose, but like, I can hear it. But then there's just a whole bunch of shit coming behind it. Like, it's just, if it was, this was stripped down, just him singing, I bet this wouldn't be terrible.
Yeah.
It's still fucked up. Like, with John Denver and all, but like,
I mean, look, I've said it 1,000 times. I shouldn't have to say it again, but if you're going to put a guitar solo in there, you don't need to sing over it. And if you're going to do that, you don't need to put it in the mix so that you can't hear the guitar solo at all.
He is trying to do like a bootleg Santana. I hear those tones, but it's not Santana. It's not the sound so much as the movement. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a big difference.
Well, it's like he heard Smooth once when it first came out in 99, and he decided that, you know what, I'm going to try to replicate this now.
I could do that.
Yeah, exactly.
That ain't so cool. And no head storms, at least
I'll be where I belong. Damn, he's really flexing that shit. Guys, if you're going to record this song in my studio, I need to have 4 guitar solos that last throughout the entirety of this song.
Yes, that's his proprietary clause. He's like, at least 2 minutes is what I get. I'm sorry. Man, we only got 3. Sounds like we got a 5-minute song on our hands, fellas.
It's like, well, fine. I guess I can sing one of the choruses over your solo. That's fine, but I'm still going to play it.
Yeah, I'm playing regardless. So yeah. You get in where you fit in, cuz.
It's like it's the biggest contrast between acoustic and an electric guitar that you can hear.
Did he just get shot down by a video game helicopter? What the fuck was that?
And the fade out was like, okay, great. You're going to put a fade out at the end of this solo. That's the right way to do this. But they did it so drastically. It went from being at regular volume to next to nothing almost instantly.
Yeah, that was a decline. Sorry, guy.
So, Appalachie Falls with Country Roads.
Appalachie Falls. I'd like to check out a couple more of their catalog items just to see what the consistency is, you know?
Yeah, I figured you'd probably go down a rabbit hole after this.
You know, last time I was on here, we talked about Rock Lobster.
We did.
I'm real salty about that. We're going to get to that in a second. You remember what I said in my synopsis of Rock Lobster was in the very beginning?
Well, you weren't a fan of it.
This is music for blank.
Oh, retards.
Retards. That's where I would classify what you just played the last 10 minutes. That's music for retards.
Well, yeah, it was written by retards, too. You heard that guitar playing rapper.
I saw him for a second. That's all I needed to see. Go watch the video. Fuck you guys. I know what I calls them when I sees them. So, Rock Lobster hurt my feelings, Fish. It did, because, like, I feel like that was probably me getting a little too cocky, a little too confident. But at the end of the day, like, it was worse. And it hurt my fucking feelings. So I'm going to go directly at your listeners tonight. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
They did gang up on you pretty hard on that poll.
Fish, I saw the hate mail. Listen, have your opinion, but fucking call the number and say something. Like, don't fucking be an asshole and just, like, sneak in a fucking... No, fuck you. you want me to play, like, bad songs? Because I try to come on here and have a good time, Fish. I had a whole ass different song that I was going to bring on here tonight that would have been fun. It had fucking Billy Ray Cyrus, not Billy Ray Cyrus, Vanilla Ice, Rob Van Winkle, the three name guys. It had fucking Vanilla Ice in it, a hip-hop song with Vanilla Ice, some cat with face tattoos, and the artist that I actually brought tonight. So, like, I was sitting there going back and forth. I talked to Mike. I talked to a few different people. My wife, I said, should we have fun or should I torture Brandon for fucking 3.5 minutes? Because he doesn't know this. Like, he has no idea the kind of fight he just fucking picked with me. I live this shit, okay? So I went with torture you, but not because of you assholes. Everybody listening right now, if you voted for Secret Agent Man, it's a perfect fucking song. That wasn't a perfect song. Like, it was a perfect fucking competition for me to prove my point and for you to take my side, and you didn't. So you know what? Fuck y'all. Now you're going to be punished because my song's not fun at all.
And for the record, all hate voicemails pointed at Jody will be played on the show, so keep them coming.
Please, fill up the box, motherfucker, because tonight I have to educate you motherfuckers about hip-hop, because hip-hop has been alive and well for a very long fucking time. All this shit now with all this annoying voices and all the bullshit, there were people that had to blaze that trail first, Fish. One of them's already been on the show. In fact, it was a pandering country music episode in which I brought up Cowboy Troy, right?
That was with, was it Big and Rich?
Big and Rich. He's part of the music mafia. And Cowboy Troy has had probably 3 or 4 solo albums, at least. And he's cameoed a bunch of stuff. He's pretty thick in this whole hip-hop thing nowadays, as I've been finding out the last couple days. Oh, Brandon. So, like... This is from like 2002.
Okay.
It's a long time. It's 20 years ago. So you got to think hip-hop was just on the rise. This guy was, I believe he had had maybe a song or two with Big and Rich at this point. If not, it was somewhere close by. But I feel like they wouldn't have just dropped this album. Like, he would have needed the boost from being associated with them to get this album put out. He did a song called Bus Driver. That's a fun name for a song, ain't it?
Bus Driver.
Oh, yeah. I assume there's going to be some line about school, because that's what I hear about now. Fucking, I'm the bus driver. We're going to school. You know, where are we going? Let's go to school, motherfucker. Tell me about it. That's my opinion. I say, yeah, this could be fun. This is a garbage song. Like, nothing about this is good. And it's fucked up because I've listened to it so many times now that I've kind of become fond of it. But, like, I hope this gets stuck in all your fucking heads, okay? You don't want to vote for me for Rock Lobster? You want to leave me fucking hanging high and dry, you cunts? Okay. I hope this song gets stuck in your fucking head and you can't get it out for at least 2 weeks. And then when you're sitting there and you're sleeping in your fucking nightmares and you keep humming the fucking chorus line to this song, remember that shit. Don't leave me hanging out, guys. Vote for this song. It's the worst song.
Yeah, you're really coming hard at our listeners, huh?
Play that shit, dude. Come on.
Okay. Sleigh bells are a nice touch. That's a solid bass line.
So, the bass line stays through the whole thing, right?
Oh my God, no.
So that's why it's weird, because this is it's hip hop because it's Cowboy Troy. There's not really a lot of this new age shit with the guitars and shit. This is basically a rap song that was on a country album that starred Cowboy Troy. So that's I felt in my heart. It's hip hop. It's the roots of hip hop. So if you want to fucking argue that point, I'll try to get in there, because I understand that it's not what we just listened to with the fucking, you know, the weird shit, or even the George Strait, Lil Wayne stuff. Like, this isn't new hip hop. This is original hip hop. This stuff is bad. And he's fixing. Listen, I'll give you this. The next two sentences are okay.
Okay.
After that, we're going all the way off the rails, Fish.
Oh, fantastic. Let's do it.
Like a hawk on the wind and the sun on the rise, got you reaching for the sky, so you better recognize it's the bull paid in full. Microphone is my tool. They call me bus driver because I'm taking you to school.
Okay, so far not bad.
A bull is a large black man who comes in and fucks your wife's girlfriend. Yeah, sometimes okay. in front of you. That's how that works.
Okay.
Well, so when I hear that, I feel like he's going to come out swinging, dude. Like, I go, okay, fucking Cowboy Troy's going to tell me some shit. Call me bus driver because I'm taking you to school. I go, cool. I want to go. Right now, I'm cool. I'm on the bus. Get on the fucking bus. But I think you're going to find out really quick. You don't want to go to whatever school it is that Cowboy Troy's fucking driving to. This is the only time he says bus driver in this whole song, by the way.
Oh, that's good to know.
I think you'll find out really quick what the name of this song should have been. We're going to ask again when we stop, but you tell me what you think the name of this song should have been.
All right.
I'm reaching out for my goal if you think I ain't. See, I'm plowing straight through like a funnel with his crops. Y'all been dissing me for years, man. I'm taking my props. Don't have many friends. My crew is small. Surrounded by my enemies, I'm bound to fall. Can't tell who's real, so hard to trust. But you know that it's me each time that I bust. You can't bust a rhyme like this. Rhyme like this. Rhyme like this. You can't bust a rhyme like this. Come on, get in. Don't try to resist.
Yeah, buddy. That was just a transition to the hook, Brandon.
That's not even the hook.
He said, you can't bust a rhyme like this. I bet I could if I tried, Cowboy Troy. I'm not going to do it off the dome right now because I'm not that kind of a guy, but if you gave me 20 minutes.
Oh, you're telling me you can't bust a rhyme to like Mary Had a Little Lamb or some other fucking stupid nursery rhyme? What the hell?
He said, you can't bust a rhyme like this. So I'm thinking he's fixing to hit me with some shit. I go, okay, make some shit up. Let me hear it, Cowboy Troy. Because listen, we're rapping country music. You can't curse. How are we going to do this, right?
Are there any other nursery rhymes that he does this to?
Nope,
that's it. It's not a reoccurring? That's a shame because that was gold.
Listen, I haven't been through his whole catalog. I can tell you, the more I've dug into it, the more pissed off I've gotten. So just know, this is kind of where it started. And like, I just, fuck, man. Here we go. Yeah,
candy in my rhymes. On the floor, shake your behind. Alaman left and a dose said do. Bow to your partner, here we go. Yeah, candy.
What the
in my
fuck?
Rhymes. On the floor, shake your behind. Man left and a do said do. Bow to your partner. Here we go.
You fucking do-si doing and shit now.
It's hick hop. Yeah, I mean, come on, dude.
and you,
I know it's not the same, but.
And you picked a fucking song that's telling me how to do a goddamn dance, Jody.
I know how much you love that. And also that tambourine, dude. Like, it is hard to deal with this song, but I feel like the name of it should have been Ear Candy.
Yeah,
and
I was saying the same thing.
Listen, that's what I'm giving you tonight, you cunts. You want to leave me fucking hanging out to dry? Ear candy in your goddamn head.
See, I know you were targeting the listeners with this one, but I thoroughly enjoy this.
Yeah, me too. That's what I'm saying. This is not for you. This is for them.
Okay.
Fuck y'all.
You're hearing my vocals coming through your speaker. I get rougher, others get weaker. On the microphone in the place to be, because I'm rocking that mic so viciously. Come with me if you want protection. Keeping your attention while I'm mic flexing. CBT from the DTX. Mics I wrecks, and I'm cashing checks. See, I'm spicing up the show just like a jalapeno. But it's different from the last time I seen ya. H-I-C-K, Hick. My brand of music, my first pick.
Okay, so he acknowledges that this is going to be hick hop. By that standard alone, I will give it to you. It fits.
Thank you, sir. That was what I was thinking. And I'm glad we made that transition together. But yeah, there's not a lot of guitars and fiddles in here, which would have been fun, I think. But he is not bringing the fucking pain that he is telling me that he's bringing. And I hope that he's not okay with this because he's talking a lot of shit, but he's not saying anything at all.
Yeah, this is bad. This reminds me of like a shitty Sir Mix-a-Lot song.
He sounds like Sir Mix-a-Lot and some other things. Like, I was thinking more like the Super Bowl Shuffle, dude. Like, this is some, my name is Cowboy and I'm here to say. It's, I feel like he's talking shit. Like, he says microphone like 3 or 4 times there. So he's not rhyming a whole lot together, but he's talking about flexing and all this. It's just weird. Like, it sounds like he's talking shit. But he's not saying anything. Like, this is a strange fucking loop. And then you always go back to ear candy in my room. On the floor, shake your behind. I'm gonna left and a do said no. Bow to your partner. Here we go. Sing with me, Brandon. Ear candy.
God damn you, Jody. Yeah, you're right. It's gonna be stuck in my head now. Thanks for that.
Yeah. If you were to offer me ear candy, like this is candy without a wrapper. That's what the fuck it is. You would offer me ear candy, I'd rather have to cut my foot off. I don't want diabetes from whatever the fuck is coming from Cowboy Troy in his school bus right now.
I'm coming like a stampede or a thundering herd. Believe this, bull rush is the final word. Step up, come and get you some. Pumping wattage in your cottage with a bass kick drum. Ear candy in my Jesus rhymes. Christ. On the floor, shake your behind. Out man left and a dose of dough. Bow to your partner, here we go. Ear candy in my rhymes. On the floor, shake your behind. Out man left and a dose of dough. Bow to your partner, here we go. Ear candy.
God damn it.
Lyrics coming out like Diamondback Venom. Get in the contest thinking that you win them. It don't matter, y'all can all go first. No stopping for air, no water for my thirst. I'm rough around the edges, you got that right. Because I rock the microphone from the day to the night. See you wearing a suit, I'm in denim and boots. You say business dealings, I say in cahoots. You say open up.
Well, apparently he's against capitalism. Cowboy Troy.
Also, did I hear the phrase in cahoots in a fucking rap song?
He did. That's what he said. He said, I'm in denim and boots and you're in suits. I say in cahoots or some shit like, okay, people in suits are friendly. They make business deals. Cowboy Troy, what are you trying to say, motherfucker?
When was the last time you heard in cahoots?
I think he's just scrambling shit. Like, there's no point to this. I don't understand why... Thing.
Am I gonna hear like a 23 Skidoo or some other fucking stupid bullshit in this?
No, it's gonna get way worse. Hit it back like 5 seconds. Now we're getting to the good part because he's about to run out of shit to say.
Alright.
Say business dealings, I say in cahoots. You say open up the bubbly, I'm thinking Budweiser. Enemy, a bowl of chili is an appetizer. You say finger food, steak finger basket. And my free prize while supplies lasted. Yeah. I love food that's Mexican.
Hold on. I was with you, Cowboy Troy, up until you tried to rhyme basket with fuck. Oh my god, what the hell is going on?
I feel like this is a very complex. This is the end of the thing, and this was the money shot. Okay, this is the geesh. Fuck y'all. So like I think he just got hungry like somewhere in the middle of recording this. Maybe somebody walked by. Maybe he was working at lunch and fucking recorded in his cell phone and he was like, he says bubbly, Budweiser, beer, whatever, and then he goes, you think fucking steak fingers? I think finger basket, like special will it offer supply lasted. Like this is a weird fucking couple sentences.
Yeah,
I think he was just hungry, but I don't have any other words to describe this.
That came out of nowhere.
Yep.
Prize while supplies lasted. I love food that's Mexican. I eat it so much, I'm a Texican. I love wrestling and motorsports and women that's wearing them way too short. Yeah, candy. In my rhymes. On the shake your behind. Alaman left and a dose of dough. Bow to your partner. Here we go. Yeah, candy. My rhymes is on the flow, shake your behind. Alaman left and a dose of dough. Bow to your partner, here we go.
Yeah. Get a towel and clean yourself off. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that truly is some ear candy.
If I don't win this time, Brandon, I don't care anymore. Like, I'll come back, but I just won't have any respect for your listening audience because I know they're lying. Come get it, you cunts.
Oh, God,
you want
damn
me to play along and be fun? When I say I got the worst song, you better fucking pick it, or I'm going to come back and torture him and you.
Yeah, see, and you, first of all, Jody, you can't torture me with music like this. You just can't do it.
I get it.
But, you know, I understand why you think this is a bad song, and I'm not the person to determine. I know this is shitty song of the week, and this is what I do. I'm not the person to determine whether or not this is a shit song, because I thoroughly enjoyed every single second of that fucking train wreck. That
being
said,
go down a Cowboy Troy wormhole, buddy.
Yeah. Well, that being said, I acknowledge that it's a fucking horrible train wreck. I just love shitty music, so. But it's not really up to me. I never vote on this shit, fun fact. But you guys can. You, the listeners, get to decide which one of these shit heaps gets to move on for Shitty Song of the Year in December. If you think Cowboy Troy has what it takes to beat out the Appalachian Falls, then by all means, vote for Cowboy Troy. Otherwise, Appalachian Falls and Country Roads is going to move on.
Do the right thing, people. That's all I'm going to say.
You are really sore about Rock Lobster.
It pissed me off. Like, I think what it is, I just listened to it too many times and I just got mad. And I hate it when I get mad and I don't have anybody to get my back.
Oh, hey, man, it was a solid argument. Yeah, I agree with you on everything that you said about the song. I was just like, it's not going to win.
And I appreciate that. Hey, do you want to get a little taste of that other one, Brent, since we're here? You don't even have to put this in if you don't want to. But, like, now that you know how gross fucking Cowboy Troy can be, do you want to see, like, what's happening now with Cowboy Troy? This other thing was from a year ago.
Let's do it.
Oh, baby. This could have been the song, guys. We could have had a good time. Like, oh, cool. Look at what these guys are up to now. We could have laughed and giggled and been like, oh, shit. Nope, couldn't do that.
What's up, partner?
Hey, what can I do for you today?
I got
some horse manure to fertilize your yard.
Well, I came to the right place then.
Well, come on with me. Let's go.
All right.
Do you speak fish?
Never had a horse burger.
Never had a horse burger.
MG. Woo! Country girls, yeah, gon' do your dance. Cowboys, yeah, gon' do your dance. City slicker, yeah, gon' do your dance. Everybody in the party, do your dance. Put your left foot and pull it out, won't you? Stick your right foot and pull it out, won't you? Ride the horse, ride the pony, saddle up, baby, go wild on this donkey.
That's my girl, she my one, she my only. Ride or die, yeah, my female homie. She drives. See, I think if you brought that song, you would have won.
I think we could have had fun, but now it's not up to me anymore. You guys want to have fun from now on, or do you want to fuck with me? Don't fuck with me again.
I love when we get to the point where we start threatening our listeners. This is great.
Yeah, somebody's got to fucking do it.
Goddamn.
You get your shit together and vote for the bad songs. Listen to them first and don't just vote, dickhead. Well, by the way, Google search Po' Boys Podcast to find all my stuff. I don't have an email, so if you have something bad to say, send it to this motherfucker. Go to BioBidet.com, use promo code Po' Boys to receive 10% off if you need to clean out your asshole. Peace.
God. Well said, sir. That was great, Jody. I want to thank you so much for coming on and really bringing the heat with hopefully one of the more infuriating songs to the show.
I hope it makes it. I want somebody to be pissed off about this in Christmas time. That's my goal.
Oh, God damn. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. So, as always, this has been Brandon.
And I'm that motherfucking Jody B.
And until next time.
Go fuck your mother's tits.